Hallelujah! Ah, so good to have this conference. Although there are some snowing, but we are so glad that we can see so many saints coming together to hear the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This afternoon, the content of this conference is the re-speaking of the conference last month in California. And the reason why we want to re-speak this message is that although that time, that conference was spoken by Chinese to the saints, but we feel that this outline is quite good. And this message is not only for Chinese-speaking saints, but all the saints in the resource recovery.
Amen.
So we want to re-speak in this message.
Amen.
But before I get into all the details of this outlines, I want to show you some burden about the origin of this conference. We know that maybe some of the new ones may not know, but for those in the church life, we know that there are 7 annual conferences and training in the Lost Recovery. And this conference and training serves its different functions. For example, the true training is to release the riches of the Bible.
Amen.
And we have 2 training for the elders and responsible one. That is for the purpose of perfecting the responsible one in the church life. But also, we have 3 conferences, right? We have the Memorial Day Conference. We have the Thanksgiving Day Conference. We also have the International Chinese Speaking Conference. And these 3 conferences is related to God's move on the earth. But in the church life, we have very particular move for every activity in the church life. We want to relate it to every activity in the church life to God's word.
Amen.
Why? Because we know that all the activities, even in the church life, will pass away. But the word of God will abide forever.
Amen.
The heaven and the earth will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away.
Amen.
So this is the reason why we want to relate every activities in the church life to the word of God, especially related to God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
So you will ask then, what is God's move on earth today, especially in North America? And of course, the answer is obvious. It is GTCA. Do you agree that?
Amen.
Amen. GTCA.
Amen.
GTCA stands for Gospel Lies, Truth Lies, and Church Lies American.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is God's up-to-date move.
Amen.
I tell you, those who have been participating in this move will say, this is really wonderful.
Amen.
God really with his recovery. God really is with us. But I tell you, recently, while I look at this website of GTCA, I found out they are now in some good report, some good testimony, some good story, but there is a section called ministry reading that give you all kind of books, all kind of Bible verses to support this gospel.
Amen.
You know that this burden of GTCA is not just logic, it's not just important, it's not just necessary, but it has the support and of God's word. It is related to God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
You know that recently that I read this book called Speaking for God. Actually, this is the origin of this conference. And this was spoken by Brother Lee in 1985 before he went to Taiwan to carry out the new way. You know that the new way is to for the increase and the spread in the church life. But you know that at that time, I was also participating in that training. I remember at that time, before Brother Lee began to teach us how to knock on door, how to set up the home meetings with a new one, how to prophesy in the church meeting, he gave us a lot of conferences. Do you know what the content of this conference? The content of that conference is to speak the word of God.
Amen.
Knowing the word of God. everyone speaking the word of God. So everything is related to the word of God. So although we have this burden of GTCA, but want to relate everything to the word of God. The word of God is so important for our Christian living. Amen. So, praise the Lord, we have the word of God. So we have to speak for the word of God. But we noticed that recently in the church life, although this method of speaking the word of God has been released for more than 20 years, but still, this method of speaking the word of God is not so prevalent in the church life, right? During the Lord's Day meeting, there are not so many saints. At least we can say not every saint participate in this method of speaking the word of God. So it gives us an impression that we need to recover this function. We need to recover this practice, that everyone speaking the word of God.
Amen.
In order to give you some impression about the importance of speaking the word of God, I'll give you some examples. God had created us a mouth, right? A lip, a tongue. In order to, for what? You may say, no, for eating and drinking, right? It's true. But you think about, you use your mouth to eat and drink for how many times a day? 3 times? 5 times, maybe it's for somebody? Amen. But how many times you use your mouth to speak? You cannot not eat for an hour, but you cannot, without any speaking, for an hour, right? You have to talk and talk and talk. And sometimes you don't have anybody to talk with you, and you will feel lonely. You know, sometimes I travel to a very far away distance. I stay in the hotel, and I have nobody to talk with me. I feel lonely. But whenever I come back home, wow, I can speak with my wife, right? I can speak with my daughters. Even if you have a pet, you can speak with your dog, right? So the speaking is so important. I tell you, among God's creatures, only man and the angel had the capacity to speak, right? Can dog speak? I don't know. I don't know whether dog has their own language or not. I don't know. But even so, even they can speak. You cannot see two cats sit together and talk with each other. How are you doing today? Fine. Do you catch mouse today? Yes. You never see this kind of conversation. Why? Because among God's creatures, only man and the angels had the capacity to speak. So this is the reason why that we had to speak. Because when God created man, we had the capacity to speak.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So, amen. Speak, speak, speak.
Amen. Amen.
Speak until the kingdom come.
Amen.
Amen. So let's come to the outline message one, numeral one. By the way, I tell you, today and tomorrow, we all want to use this outline. So please bring this outline. This outline is very precious.
Amen. Amen.
So could you read the Rome numeral one in the outline message one? We read the Rome numeral one together.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible first revealed God, and second, have God, and then we have God speaking.
The word that proceeds out of his mouth.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, this outline has 2 points. God and the word. Right? This is the center of this outline. God and the word.
Amen.
Brother Lee has a message in this book called God and the Word. It's very common for this title, right? God and the Word. But I tell you, the more you think of these two matters, the more you will find out they are something not so simple. We Christians all believe that there's God in this universe, right? But I tell you, there are also some people, they know that there's a God in this universe. But to them, this God is an unknown God. Like Paul in Acts 17, when he go to Athens, he said there's an altar on which was inscribed to an unknown God. Today, many people, they believe there's a God in this universe. But today, God is mysterious. God is abstract. God is unknown. They have no way to know God. They can fear God. They can receive some blessing for God. But today, this God is an unknown God. But praise the Lord, today, to us, our God is not an unknown God.
Amen.
Why? Because we have this. We have the Word. The Word reveals this very God to us. What does He like? What is His purpose? What the meaning of this universe? Praise the Lord. We have the Word. We not only have God, but also we have the Word. The Word releases the content, the characteristic, releases everything in this very God to us. Amen. So praise the Lord. We have Word. Not only so, you know that in point A, say that the center of reality in the universe is God. And the expression of God is the Word. All the elements of God are in His Word. You pay attention to this phrase. All the elements was in this Word. When you read the Bible, you touch what? You touch God. You enjoy the Bible. You enjoy what? You enjoy God.
Amen.
You love the Word. You love what? You love God.
Amen.
When you read the Bible, you not only know this very God, but this Word, this Bible, conveyed every element of this God to you.
Amen.
But I tell you that today, there are some Christians, they think that the Word and the God are separate. They say they love God, but they do not love the Word. They say they fear God, but they do not fear the Word. They say they obey God, but they do not obey the Word. Today, God and the Word are separate. But praise the Lord, today, in the Lord's recovery, amen, in the Lord's recovery,
amen,
we have a special grace. We consider God and the Word are one. God and the Word are one to understand. You enjoy the Word, you enjoy God.
Amen.
You obey the Word, you obey God. You love the Word, you love God.
Amen.
On the contrary, if you want to love God, you have to love the Word. You want to enjoy God, you have to enjoy the Word. You want to obey God, you have to obey every teaching, every word in this Word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, wonderful. Amen. Not only so, the Word not only convey the very essence, the very element of this very God to us. You take a look at the Rome, capital B, C, D, and E. It also served some functions. The Word created the heaven and the earth. Even to our Christian experiences, this Word is very much to do with our experience of this of God's complete salvation. Let me explain to you. B say, if God had not spoken anything, He could not have been, it had been impossible for the universe to come into existence. The universe comes into existence by what? By God's Word. Many people, when they read the first book of the Bible, the Genesis, he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But have you ever seen how did God create the heaven and the earth? Did he just like a child take some clay and make some animals? Oh, this is a horse. Oh, this is tiger. Oh, this is elephant. Did God create the heaven and the earth and all kinds of creatures in this way? No. Then how did God create the heaven and earth? Very simple. Just by speaking.
Amen.
Then there will be light. And there's light. Then there will be animals. And there was animal. Then there will be the birds. And there is the birds. Right? God speaking. God created anything just by His speaking. So, in Psalm 33, it said that God speak and it was. He command and it stood. How do we stood? Very simple. Just by God's Word. So God's Word is so powerful. God's Word is so marvelous. Not only so, the universe is not just created by the word of God. Even it has been sustained by the word of God.
Amen.
You know that we have so many saints who study science, right? I saw so many brothers. They study science in Northwestern University. You know, all the science today are trying to find the basic principle, the first principle that created the universe. But sorry to say, they did not find it. But praise the Lord, we find it.
Amen.
What the principle in the universe?
Amen.
Very simple, word of God.
Amen. Amen.
The word of God is the origin, is the element that supports all this universe.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have word of God.
Amen.
Not only so, the word of God not only created and sustained this universe, even with our Christian experiences, it is very much related to the word of God. In point C, say that our being saved and our receiving the eternal life are altogether depend on God speaking. How do you save? You are being saved by the word of God. 1 Peter 1:23 say that we are being saved, regenerated, not by the corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible, by the living and abiding word of God. And when you got saved, how do you grow in life? 1 Peter 2:2, we are like just babies, right? Long for the guileless milk of what? Of the word. How do you live? Matthew 4:4, what do you say? Man shall live not by bread alone, but by what? Every word. Every word. We are living not just by the bread, but by every word. Okay, while you are working, while you are on the journey of your human life, sometimes you will encounter something very hard to decide. You just walk, just like you are walking in the darkness. What do you need? You need a light. And the word of God is a light.
Amen.
For what?
For our feet.
In our feet. And the lamp in our feet. And the light in our path.
Amen.
You know, in the ancient time, they don't have the electric street light. You had to take some lamp in order to shine their path, their way. Praise the Lord. In our Christian journey, we have the word of God. Then we can shine out every path and where in our Christian living.
Amen.
Eventually, even our serving, our being perfected, it depends on the word of God.
Amen.
Right? In 1 Timothy 3:16 said that this word is profitable for teaching, for reproving, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, men of God, do you want to be perfected?
Amen.
Yes, you need the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, how precious it is, the word of God, right? D say, God has revealed himself in his speaking. God is a revealed God because he has revealed himself by speaking. God revealed himself by speaking. Your speaking reveal yourself. Several years ago, I translated a message for a brother. And when he shared the message, he always used the word Bible, Bible. I listened for a while, what does Bible mean? Eventually, I got to know, oh, it is Bible, not Bible.
No.
But this brother is from Texas. I cannot distinguish his accent. Bible, what's Bible? Eventually, I got, oh, it's Bible. Amen. But due to his accent, I cannot understand what does it mean. You know, your accent reveals what kind of person you are.
Right?
If you are a Texan, you say, your. Amen. Right? In Illinois, we don't speak in this way. We say, you all. In Texas, you say, y'all. Your accent reveals what kind of person you are. In the same way, God's accent reveals what kind of God he is. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, This God, the word of God, is so precious. He is very much to do with our salvation, to reveal himself, even to an extent that the word was God himself. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And what did he say? The word was God. Even to extend, you have the word, you have the God. Amen. Okay, now we come to Rome number 2. Can we read together? Amen. In the Godhead, Christ
is the word.
Point A, amen. Christ
as the word defines, explains, and expresses God.
Amen.
As Christ as the word is the definition, explanation, and expression of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only God, word is God, but also word is Christ. Christ is the word. Amen. And as the word, Christ defined, explained, and expressed who this God was. Recently, I'm reading Matthew chapter 8. And there's a parable about how the Lord Jesus healed a leper. When the leper saw Lord Jesus, he said, Lord, if you are willing, I can be cleansed. And do you know how the Lord Jesus said? The Bible tells us, before Lord Jesus speaks something, he's doing something, the Bible says, he stretched out his hand and touched him. You know, when I read this point, I feel so touched. This is Lord Jesus. This is the very God whom we believe. You know that the leprosy is a kind of a very highly infectious disease. Right, Tim? Amen. Brother Hank, is that so? Is that you? Amen. You know that nobody can touch the leper. And I'm thinking, if I'm Lord Jesus, I can stay far away. Oh, child, be cleansed. Amen. Your faith has saved you. Yes, I can do that. But before the Lord just came in, he stretched out his hand and touched him. You know this action of touch him touched my heart very much. Because nobody dared to touch the leper. I believe that this leper, since he become leprous, he has been not touched by anyone for a long period of time. But the Lord Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. Amen. Oh, what a mercy. Amen. What a compassion. Love, what a kind loveness for the Lord Jesus toward this leper. Who is this one? This is God. This is the very God whom we believe. Amen. So, in John 8:17, we have just read that no one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Amen. You see Lord Jesus, you see God. You touch Lord Jesus, you touch God, you love Lord Jesus, you love God, you listen to his word, you listen to God's word. Amen. B, under Romans number 2, the word is actually God himself, not God hidden, concealed, and mysterious, but God defined, explained, and expressed. Amen. C, the fact that the word is the entire God means that the word is for the speaking or the triune God. The word became incarnated as a man, and that man, Jesus Christ, was God's words, God speaking. Okay, here we have a theological problem. It's the word, only the one-third of God. You know that some new one may not understand, but you know for we Christians, our God is a triune God, right? He is God the Father, He is God the Son, and He is God the Spirit. Now we say the word is God. Then you may think, oh, according to mathematics, the word is God. Then this word may be only one-third of God. I tell you, the complete triune God are one with this word. God is the word. Even Christ is the word. And the Spirit is the word.
Amen.
God is the word, John 1:1. The Son is the word, John 1:14. And in John 6:63, the Lord Jesus said, this word I spoke to you are the Spirit and are life. So even the Spirit is the Word. When you have a Word, you had a Spirit. You had a Spirit, you had a Word. Amen. So praise the Lord. It's so good. Amen. The fact that the Word is the entire God means that the Word is the speaking or the triune God. Okay, we cover D. Could we read D together? Amen. When Christ the Word God people, he do not speak from himself. His teaching does not occur. This point is precious, I tell you. We say that the Son is the Word. And the Son, which is the Lord Jesus, also speaking the Word of God. But when you look at the Bible, especially in the book of John, you see that although he himself is the Word, but he never speaks the Word by himself. He hear what the Father had taught him, and he spoke accordingly. You know, in John chapter 8, there's a very famous story. You all remember that, right? There is a woman who, when she was committed adultery, she was caught. So the Jews brought this woman to the Lord Jesus, and they asked him a question without evil intention. They asked him, Lord, teacher, this woman has been caught while she committed adultery. And according to the law of Moses, he shall be stoned to death. What will you say? You know, this question is a kind of dilemma. If the Lord Jesus said, no, then he will break the law of Moses. You say, yes, he shall be stoned to death. Then he killed people. So what should he do? In order, praise the Lord, the Lord Jesus, full of God's wisdom.
Amen.
He said, who among you have no sin can be the first throw a stone to her?
Amen.
What happened to the Bible? The Bible says they left one by one. Eventually, there's only this woman and Lord Jesus standing together. And Lord Jesus asking, woman, has no one condemned you? And this woman said, no one. And Lord Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go, from now on, sin no more. This is very good, very famous story in the Bible. But I tell you, have you ever think, how did the Lord Jesus have the boldness to speak that, neither do I condemn you? Did the Lord Jesus speak this word in righteousness? Did the Lord Jesus lawful to speak this word? Have you ever been considered that? How do you know that the Lord Jesus speak this in a lawful way? In the right way? In a righteous way? Have you ever think of this question? I tell you, the Bible gives us an answer. At the same chapter, at verse 28, it said that the Lord Jesus said, I do nothing from myself, but as my Father had told me, I speak these things.
Amen.
Which means the Lord Jesus speak this word is not by himself, but the Father is inside him, told him to speak, neither do I condemn you.
Amen.
He's speaking, his Father speaking. He speak what the Father has told him. So, eventually, praise the Lord, his speaking become the Father speaking. Young people, young saints, I tell you a secret. You want to serve the Lord. You want to speak. You want to be perfected. I tell you, there's a secret. That is not to speak your own word. Speak the word in this Bible. Speak the word in this ministry, and you will receive the blessing. I recall that Brother Leah gave us a testimony. He said that before he came to Lost Recovery, he has a very good work in the northern part of China. And he has been learned in front of some great teachers, English brethren, for 7 years. He knows some prophecies, some figures, some type in the Old Testament. But he said when he met Watchman Nee, he decided not to speak his own word. When Brother Lee came to the United States, he has so much to speak. Do you know the reason why? I tell you, Brother Lee has so much to speak, with some reasons. We believe that he wants to learn not to speak his own word. It's the reason that he received a blessing from the Lord. So today, we should also learn not to speak our own word, and speak the word of God. Amen. Okay, let's come to Romans numeral 3. Let's read 3 together. Amen. In the New Testament economy, speaking in the Son. Amen. The speaking God speaking in the Son. Amen. Hallelujah. In Hebrew, the 1:1 said, God has spoken of all in many portions and in many ways to the fathers in the prophet, and at the last of this day spoken to us in the Son. Amen. There is a story of speaking of God in the Bible. Before God created this universe, he speaks to nothing. Although he is the Word of God, he is the Word, but he is nothing to speak because there is nothing in this universe. Then after God created the heaven and earth, especially he created man, he began to speak through the prophet to the fathers. And not only in one way, and not only in one portion, but in many portions and in many ways. You read the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, sometimes God speaks his word through Moses. Sometimes God speaks his word through David. Sometimes God speaks his word by the Solomon. God does not only speak his word in one way or in one portion. He speaks his word in many portions and in many ways. But the Bible also tells us, to a certain point, this prophet, this person who are used by the Lord, their speaking is insufficient, is inadequate. So in the New Testament time, God himself became a man to speak. Amen. God speak in the Son. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, he speaks through many people in many ways and in many portions. But in the New Testament time, he speaks in the Son.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have the God speaking. Amen. A say, today, God does not speak to us in many portions or in many ways. God speaks to us in one person, the Son. God is not speaking in the Son, who is the Word of God. Amen. Not only so. B tell us, today, after his death and resurrection, this Son became a corporate Son. 2,000 years ago, he is the only firstborn Son of God. But after his death and resurrection, he became the corporate Son, the body of Christ. So today, he is still speaking.
Amen.
But not from heaven, not only in the flesh, but he speaks through his many sons.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Today we have God speaking through his many sons. Amen. And eventually, in Revelation, he becomes the speaking spirit. Amen. Amen. He speaks to an extent that even his spirit, his speaking, becomes the spirit speaking. The speaking spirit and the son speaking are one, which means the speaking of the spirit is really God speaking. When you speak, the spirit is there, move,
Amen.
Doing something. And when the spirit is doing something, eventually it becomes the word of God. Amen. This matter of the spirit and the word are one is a very good point in us. Uh, 50 years ago, Brother Lee always preached the gospel to a big congregation. And there was a time he preached the gospel to some junior high students. And there is a student. His mother is a widow. But because his son did not listen to her to receive the law, so she gets some troubles. But one time, this son went to a big gospel meeting to listen to Brother Lee's sharing, preaching the gospel. And Brother Lee said that all men have sinned. He said, at least you commit one sin. You steal the check from your school. And this student was shocked. Who tell him that I steal some check from the school? And Brother Lee said, and you say it is nothing. And this student, you know that, he said to in his mind, he said, oh, it's nothing. But Brother Lee continued to say, do you say, still say it is nothing? And he was even shocked. And Brother Lee continued to say, and even you use the chalk you stole from school to draw circle on the floor. And this student was totally complete because he do the exact same thing. Yeah. So eventually, his mother told Brother Lee this story. And praise the Lord, eventually this student got saved. But they say, he has many kinds of this experience. Whenever you speak the word of God, the spirit there is moving. Your speaking becomes the moving of the spirit. The spirit moving through your speaking. So praise the Lord. The speaking of the word and the moving of the spirit are one. Amen. See, let's read together. Amen. The sun upholds and builds all sea. Amen. Today, the sun, the word is not upholding the whole universe, but even in our daily Christian living, we need to uphold by the word of his power. We will find out whenever you have the word of God, everything will be right side up. But whenever we don't have the word of God, everything will be in chaos. Amen. D. Let's read. Today, the body of Christ. For this reason, all the members of
God
can speak the word of God. Amen. All the members can speak the word of God. Amen. Amen. Today, our speaking is become the part of our the Son's speaking. Amen. Among the Christians, there's a kind of Bible called the red letter edition of the Bible. Have you ever seen that? Every word directly spoken by Lord Jesus was in red. Like what? Love your neighbors, right? Humble in your spirit, right? Pure in your heart. This word directly spoken by the Lord Jesus, they put this word in red because they believe that only those words directly spoken by the Lord Jesus is God's word. Sense? Then how about Paul's word? How about Peter's word? How about John's word? Are they speaking also part of the word of God? In John 16, before Lord Jesus went to the cross, he said that to his disciples, I have many things to tell you, but because you cannot bear, but until the spirit of reality comes,
Amen.
He will teach you everything. Amen. And he will guide you into all the reality.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means until Lord Jesus died and resurrected, there is still the speaking of God. So after Lord Jesus died and resurrected, who speaks? Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul speaks. Apostle Peter speaks, and Apostle John speak. I tell you, even while the Apostle Peter, he read the book of Paul, he recognized the letters written by Paul was also part of the scriptures.
Amen.
In 3 Peter, he said that our brother Peter recommended our brother Paul and said that somebody twist his word, like twisting the scripture. Which means that the apostle Peter recognized, even in that time, when Lord Jesus was dying and resurrected, he recognized the apostle Paul's writing was part of the scripture. So not only those words recorded in the four gospels are God's word, those words spoken by the apostles are also part of God's word.
Amen.
We not only need the word in the four gospels, we also need the word recorded in the epistles.
Amen.
Without the word in the recorded in the epistles, our realization for this very God will be short. For example, how do you know what has been accomplished when Lord Jesus was died on the cross? Who tell you? In the four gospels, they only recorded that the Lord Jesus was died on the cross and the earth was shaken and there was some darkness on the earth. How do you know what has been happened?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We have the book of Colossians.
Amen.
We have the book of Ephesians. We tell us what has been happened while the Lord Jesus was on the cross.
Amen.
And there are also some portions. Like in Matthew chapter 5. He said that if your right eye stumble you, pluck it out. If your right hand stumble you, cut it off. How do you practice? How many sins do we have? How many hands do you have? If every day you commit one sin, you cut your hand, tomorrow cut your hand, how many hands do you have? It's impossible. So we need what? We need an apostle. Tell us in Galatians 2:20, he said, I have been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
I'm dying already.
Amen.
Sin will not have power in me anymore.
Amen.
We need Paul's epistle to tell us what has been happened in the four gospels.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord. Not only the epistles, not only the gospel spoken in the four gospels, but also the epistles from Acts, to the epistles, to the revelation, are also part of God's word.
Amen.
Then you may say, my speaking also part of God's word. Right?
Right.
Wrong. you're speaking, in some sense, it's also God's speaking. But I tell you, when the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation, he said that if anyone dare to edit something or subtract something in this book, right, he shall be cursed. So until the revelation, all the gospel has been complete. Then you said that, didn't you say that our speaking also the part of some speaking? Yes, we are speaking, but we only repeat what has been spoken in these 66 books.
Amen.
And we are one with the Lord, even with the good spirit. If we are one with him, then our speaking will become part of God's speaking.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's come to the last point. Point numero 4. Let's read together. Amen. Speaking of desire. Amen. Speaking God desire that men speak for him. Amen. As I have mentioned at the beginning of this message, this matter of speaking is a fulfillment or God's created man in Genesis 1:26. You know that God created man is for two purposes. One is to express him, and the second is to represent him.
Amen.
And this matter of speaking the word of God, fulfilling these two purposes.
Amen.
You know that some inner life people, they say that the image of God has four aspects. The image of God is love, light, righteousness, and holiness. Right? But I tell you, not only so, God created man. He gave us very particular function, that is speaking. God is the God of speaking. So when he created man, he also created man with a function to speak for him.
Amen.
So, let's back to the point. How do we express God? Have you ever seen, how do you express God? Is that your street on the street corner and smile to everybody, hi? Is that express God? Yes, to some extent, it is express God, but not in a full way. Today, if we want to express God, we have to speak for Him.
Amen.
We have to speak the word of God.
Amen.
If we speak the word of God, then we are fulfilling the purpose of God's creating man.
Amen.
And how do we represent Him? You know that in order to speak, represent for somebody, you must speak, right? If I am a diplomat or if I am an ambassador to a certain country, I went to that country, I do not speak anything. How do I represent my country, right? Even worse, I speak something wrong. So in order for us to represent, it is altogether a matter of speaking. Praise the Lord. Today, we all can speak. Amen. The speaking fulfills God's purpose of creating man to express Him and to represent Him. Amen. So, eventually, let's read the point C under Roman numeral 4. Point C. Let's read together. Amen. In order to speak for God, to have the full knowledge of the word of God, knowing the major items related to the word of God. Amen. In order to speak for God, we had to know the major items for the word of God. Amen. During this conference, Brother Lee, brothers give up 10 categories of word to speak. I just read to you. There are 10 categories of word we had to speak. The first category is the word of God. Is the word that God is Christ. Amen. We have to speak the word that God is Christ. Amen. And the second category is that we have to speak that God is the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is the Spirit. Amen. Amen. And also we have to speak the word that God is life. Amen. Today, God is not also only the Spirit. God also is the life to us. Amen. The fourth category is that we have to speak that the word that God is light. Praise the Lord. God is not only the life. He is also light to us.
Amen.
Whenever there is life, there is light. Whenever there is light, there is life. Amen. Five. We have to speak that the word of God is food. Amen. Oh, the word of God is our food. Amen. Man should not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Amen. Six, the word of God is the seed. S-E-D, seed. Amen. You know that when you receive the word of God, you receive the seed of life, right? And also, seven, we have to speak the word of God. He is the rain. In the past months, we had a sewing trip, right? When we give the free Bible to the others, what did they receive? They received the seed. But after they received the seed, what should they do? This seed should grow. But how did they grow? It needed water. And the water comes from the rain. So the word of God is not only the seed, but He is also the rain.
Amen.
If you receive the seed, you read the word, you receive the seed, you also receive the rain.
Amen.
And not only so, seven, he said, the word of God is the dew, D-E-W, dew. And brotherly say that the dew may be even more important than rain. You know the water, the rain is only the supply of the water to the root of the plant, right? But you know, during the night, the water comes down in the form of dew. And this dew will remain in the branches and on the leaf of the plant. So, Brother Lee said that in order for a plant to grow in a very good condition, he not only needs the rain
Amen.
For his root,
Amen.
But he also had to have the rain, as a, have the water as dew on his leaf. I always drink tea. I tell you, the best tea is the kind of tea which grows in an environment full of dew. When the tea leaf is full of dew in the morning, and during the day, the sun comes out and the dew evaporates, that becomes the best tea. So in order for us to grow, we not only need the word of God as rain, also as our dew.
Amen.
9, the word of God is a sharp sword.
Amen.
Sword. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the book of Hebrew, it said that sometimes it's very hard for us to distinguish the spirit and the soul, our soul. So what should we do? We need a sharp sword. The sharp sword will cut through and pierce through our bone and marrows, even our spirit and our soul.
Amen.
So in order for us to distinguish the soul and the spirit, we need the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Eventually, he said the word of God is a hammer. If sometimes our heart becomes hard, we disobedient to the law, we need the word of God as a hammer.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. Amen. We have these 10 kinds of categories of the word of God, and I feel that it's very precious.
Amen.
So saints, amen. This afternoon, our burden is to speak the word of God. If we enjoy the word of God, we even become the word of God to those whom we contacted. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So about 1 month ago, we have several saints went to Tinney Park for the door knocking. That is a raining day. The snow piles high on the ground and wait for the door knocking. And at the beginning, people stand inside with suspicious. What are you doing here? But when they opened the door, we told him that we are Christian. We want to give you free study Bible. Oh, their attitude was totally changed. They welcome to come in. They saw us. They see God himself. So praise the Lord. Today, we all need to be filled with the word of God.
Amen.
Then we can become the corporate speaking of the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
So this afternoon, I just give you a brief introduction of message 1. And this afternoon, this evening, Brother Minho Chen will give you the message 2. So we still have some time. Could we have some sharing for message 1?
Amen.
Amen.